but he watches a lot of reality show that's on, you know, the Big Run. The Big Brother. I can't think of anything else, but I Nora O'Donnell. Or whatever. I feel like that's CBS News as well. The Gayle King. Every day, Gayle. By the way, I don't know when this good morning thing started on Big Fatty.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo are asking you to stay in the treasure house today.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4131 of EFO for Whitsy the Sixth. Of December 2023, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my trip over to Atlanta, and y'all, it's the Podcasters of America dinner tonight. Big Fatty!
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Yeah, you like that?
Good morning, Big Fatty, from the UK.
And good morning from Atlanta. Hello, Nipples, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Nipples today because, y'all, it's nipply outside here in Atlanta. Y'all, as I'm recording this, 40 degrees. And, y'all, that's chilly, but to warm us up, we had the Flopfo wishing us a good morning, and then there was Bestie Bill and the Haunt Cub. Yeah, I like that. And finally, Alan from the UK, Big Fatty. Every one of them has a special significance this week. It's true, they do indeed. We just love the spirited, happy music. It's true. Hi, everyone. Let's see. I tried to think. I need to tell you about my trip over from the villa to Atlanta. Y'all, it went without incident. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. When you get into the Atlanta area, there's a stretch on the 20, as they would call it out there in the California, that, y'all, it just comes to a stop. It comes to a stop. It's about 3 miles, 3 or 4 miles before you hit the 285, which is the circumference road, the perimeter, if you will. And It doesn't matter. There's never any no good reason for it to come to a stop. So anyway, that was met with anticipation, and it did not disappoint. And y'all then, you travel around the perimeter up to what's called the Georgia 400. And y'all, this has been a, it's just a mess. And y'all, I think it's been under construction about 48 years. And y'all, I was using the map. In Ruby Red, and y'all, the map hadn't updated with the new roads and everything, so y'all, it looked like I was driving over in the weeds. And y'all, the motel that I'm staying at, y'all, there wasn't an exit going north on the 400. I had to do something else, and I missed the turn that I should have taken. So, y'all, I had to go up and come back down, got checked into the motel. Y'all, Quinella checked me in, and y'all, just as nice as she could be. And then got up to the room. Y'all, I didn't even unpack my valise. Y'all, I hopped in Ruby Red, and y'all, I went to the Macy's. Because, you know, I had purchased two versions of the new sport coat because I didn't know which size I would need. And y'all, I kept the larger size. Big Fatty, that was a wise decision because, you know, we're going into Crema and you'll be a fat as a house by the time it's over. It's probably true. And the 42 short, it fit. I won't say it was snug, but there was no room for expansion. And the 44 short was a yes, Big Fatty, short because you have those little dinosaur arms, and it has a little bit. It's got a little give in there. Yes, Big Fatty, probably about 2 inches. Well, but it doesn't look like I'm wearing a clown suit or anything. Big Fatty, that's your opinion. Anyway, So I took it back, and they credited my charger plate for that one. And, I bought that Macy's gift card at the Von's East a couple of weeks ago and got the $10 off. Well, y'all, you know, I had mentioned that I had lost one of my gloves on the nipple walk one day. So, y'all, my mission was to buy me some new gloves at the Macy's, and y'all, that they're not gloves are not cheap. Big Fatty, couldn't you just wear socks? Well, I could, but I'd look kind of silly. Yes, Big Fatty, and how's that any different? No, it's not. Y'all, they had the men's Isotoner gloves. Y'all, again, they're not cheap, and they were 40% off, and I used the $50 gift card and still had to pay him about $8 or $9. Big Fatty, but y'all, there, I love them. So I guess you pay for quality. Yes, Big Fatty. Some might not believe that Isotona is quality. Well, I think it is. And y'all, then from there, I headed over to the Sam's Club, which is right there near the Macy's. And y'all, $2.69 a gallon for the petroleum. And I thought that was pretty good. Yes, Big Fatty, cheaper than in Charleston. It's true. And after I did that, y'all, I went into the Sam's Club. And y'all, they have these nice decorative planters with live plants in it and a poinsettia or two in it and other green plants around it. So I got each of my sisters-in-law one of those and headed over to my brother and sister-in-law's house and took their Crema goodies and the new poinsettia plant. And, y'all, we just had a nice, nice visit. And my sister-in-law had made we had little snickersnacks, and y'all, it was lovely. And y'all, by the time I had eaten my weight in meatballs and cheese and crackers, y'all, it was It was time for some peppermint ice cream. Oh, be ready. And y'all, it's the Von Zee's peppermint ice cream, which is vanilla ice cream with pieces of green and red peppermint candies in it. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And I headed back down here to the motel. I don't know. It was probably going on 8:30 or so, maybe 9 o'clock. Y'all, I got settled in and watched some of the sports ball and everything. But y'all, on my way over to Hatlanta, y'all, I get a testimonium from the number 3 fan of the BFO, Randy up there in the penis Slovenia, and he says, "Brig ready, Shy Tom has been admitted to the hospital. He's cut his esophagus open, or I don't know what he did, but y'all, he was eating a chicken finger, evidently, and it got caught, and he coughed, and it ripped his esophagus. Big Fatty, is he calling? Is that what he's calling? He's calling it a chicken finger these days. Well, I it's not my place to pass judgment, but anyway, and y'all, they put a, what is that thing called? The stent. They put the stent in there so it would heal, and they kept him overnight in the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo, and they were going to evaluate Tuesday, but I hadn't gotten an update yet, so y'all send some good thoughts to El Hospitalo Tom while he is convalescing in El Hospitalo, which we all know is, yes, Big Fatty, it's where Tom is, yes. And y'all, I also received an invite to the New Year's Eve Hootenanny up there in the Connecticut, where Big Fatty was up for Big Meetapalooza. And, y'all, I'm going to have to decline, because Big Fatty does not handle the snow, the winter driving very well. So I'm going to decline that. But, y'all, I know it'll be quite the hootenanny, and the Flobfo sent that to me, and it's just nice to be axed. And anyway, that's why the Flobfo was on the beginning of today's little show. And y'all, you heard Bestie Bill and the Haunt Cub, they're on the beginning today because, y'all, they're heading to Fat Acres. I think they're getting in on Friday and leaving Sunday morning, or I don't know exactly. And y'all, there was a horrifying revelation that they might be staying with the NIP. Y'all, it's just thoughts and prayers to them. So y'all, that might be the last time we hear from either one of them. But and then Alan and the Uck, you'll find out why he. Why he was in the good mornings a little bit later in the week. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all got up. Anyway, there was no gentleman callers or anything on Monday night. And y'all got up in the morning and went down and had my complimentary brufkas. Y'all had an English muffin and some scrambled eggs and some links, and y'all, and the coffee. Y'all, the coffee was actually pretty good. And I had that, and then my brother, he headed down to the motel and picked me up, and y'all, we were off to do cemetery duty. And we went to two different cemeteries. One was my grandparents on the orange hat side of the family, and his two and the orange hat's two sisters who were buried there, and y'all, our great-grandparents were buried there as well. I never got that connection before, but anyway... and y'all, we had some nice little wreaths with a little plaid bow on them that we put on the tombstones or the grave markers, if you will. And y'all, we had a nice little conversation with all of them. They're doing just fine. They're enjoying the view, and it's lovely to be in the permanent nip and nap position. Yes, Big Fatty. I think that's called the big dirt nap. Yes. And y'all, then we left there and we headed over to the Hatterina's parents, and where the Orange Hat and the Hatterina are buried, and the Hatterina sister, and we put the wreaths on those graves as well. Had more conversations, y'all. There is just lovely. It's just lovely. Didn't hear a single negative word from any of them, and so y'all, that's a win-win. And and y'all, after that, my brother brought me back here to the motel, because we were going to go and have a little lunch. Y'all, we had a lovely steak salad, and I got a side of Brussels sprouts. Big Fatty, that won't end well. And y'all, then from there, my brother went back. He had to do some work this afternoon. My sister-in-law, she had to work all day, so she wasn't able to join us. And y'all, I went to the Barnes and Noble. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I hadn't been in a Barnes and Noble in forever, but y'all, I had a gift card. Y'all, I got the gift card when I retired 5 years ago. And y'all, I couldn't decide what I was going to get. It certainly wasn't going to be a book. No, Big Fatty. And so y'all, it came down to a throw or a charcuterie set or a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. And y'all, I got the puzzle. And y'all, when I get back home, I'm going to set the puzzle up. And then when people stop by, they can help put the puzzle together. Oh, Big Fatty, another puzzle for you to have to solve. What will be next? I don't know. But anyway, so y'all, I'm looking forward to that. And y'all, it's a puzzle of like Rockefeller Center with the big crema tree and the angels and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, it's kind of abstract, not really abstract, but it's not a picture, it's a painting. And y'all, that Sam in the hinterland, she was up there for in real life just earlier or over the weekend or whatever, and she went and saw two of those Broadway shows. She saw Coon, and no, it wasn't Coon, it's called Shucked. And I don't remember what the other one was. But anyway, y'all got my puzzle, and I'm back here at the motel. And y'all, I think that pretty much catches you all up. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, you gussie. Big Fatty, the AC's kicked on. Well, I think that's the heat. Oh, Big Fatty is loud. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all will not be going to the Von's East, but I may have to go over and look at the circular to see what they might have on sale. And y'all, like I said, the Podcasters of America dinner is later tonight over at the Colon Aid. And y'all, it should be lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat, and just out of curiosity, Crooked Hat, do you have a better ending music? Oh, yes, I knew he'd like all those trumpets and horns and the brass, if you will.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.